Chapter 4. There was nothing to be done here at this hour, alone as he was, and if he lingered the boy might come to see what kept him so long. He rose from his knees in haste, and went back to where the horse stamped and fidgeted, eager to get back to his stable. The boy was looking round for him, curiously rather than anxiously. "What was it? Is there something wrong?"
"Nothing to fret you."
"Not yet," he thought with a pang, "not until you must know. At least let's feed you and warm you and reassure you your own life is safe enough before you need hear word of this. I thought I saw a sheep caught in the ice, but I was mistaken." He mounted and reached round the boy to take the reins. "We'd best make haste. We'll have full darkness on us before we reach Blomfield." Where the track forked, they bore right, as they had been instructed. A straight traverse along the slope, easy to follow. The boy's sturdy body grew heavier and softer in Cadfael's arm. The brown head hung sleepy on his shoulder.
"You at least," thought Cadfael, mute in his anger and grief, "we'll put out of harm's way if we couldn't save your sister."
"You've not told me your name," said Eve, yawning. "I don't know what to call you."
"My name is Cadfael, a Welshman from Trifrew, but now of Shrewsbury Abbey, where I think you were bound."
"Yes, so we were. But Ermina, my sister's name is Ermina, she must always have her own way. I have far more sense than she has. If she'd listened to me, we would never have got separated, and we should all have been safe in Shrewsbury by now. I wanted to come to Bromfield with Brother Elias. You do know about Brother Elias. And so did Sister Hilaria, but not Ermina. She had other plans. This is all her fault."
"And small doubt by now that that was true," Brother Cadfael reflected wretchedly, clasping the innocent judge who lay warm and confiding in his arm. "But surely our little faults do not deserve so crushing a penalty. Without time to reconsider, to repent, to make reparation..."